With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A war of words in the nation's capital overnight. Attorney General Pam Bondi has named DEA Chief Terry Cole as Washington's emergency police commissioner, saying she is granting him the powers of the police chief. But the Capitol's attorney general says not so fast, saying that Bondi's order is unlawful, adding local police officers must continue to follow police chief Pamela Smith's orders. Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says it makes sense for President Trump not to promise a major outcome with his Alaska summit later Friday and Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think what you're seeing is the president being very realistic. He's been very frustrated by Putin. He thought that, you know, building on the relationship they had in the first term, he might be able to get farther with Ukraine. Putin's been really obstreperous. I think he is bolstered, Putin is, by his relationship with China.
Coates, who is now with the Heritage Foundation, says it's understandable that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky believes that Vladimir Putin is, quote, bluffing about wanting peace.
He can be forgiven for not having a very high opinion of Vladimir Putin after 3.5 years of war. But, you know, at the same time, he's trying to stake out a maximalist position so he has somewhere to negotiate from in the event that talks do start.
Flash flooding triggered by heavy rains killing at least 49 people in northwestern Pakistan, dozens reportedly still missing. Supreme Court has refused to block enforcement of a Mississippi law aimed at regulating the use of social media by children. Justices rejecting an emergency appeal from a tech industry group challenging the laws passed in Mississippi and a few other states. This is SRN News. Lone Star State is about to get some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern ramping up efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is awful. ICC says, we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles or USB drives, and MP3 devices, and, of course, the physical Bible. This is SRN News. A lawsuit by a former NFL coach against the league over discrimination is moving forward.
A federal appeals court says the NFL can be put on trial over claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches face discrimination. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Manhattan federal judge Valerie Caproni's 2023 ruling that Flores can proceed with claims against the league and three teams. In February 2022, Flores sued the league and several teams, saying the league was, quote, rife with racism. NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy said the league disagrees with the ruling and will seek further review. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Well, former Delaware Republican governor, later Congressman Mike Castle, has died. He was among Delaware's most successful politicians, never losing a race until his upset in the 2010 U.S. Senate primary. He was 86. More details at srnnews.com.